Okay, friends, today we are reading a story called Hello, Lighthouse, and this was written by Sophie Blackall, and it's read today by Mommy, and Mommy, and...
Arr, me be Calico, the great pirate.
What? That's amazing. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Of course you would be a great pirate, because today we're reading a book about a lighthouse. And do you know what a lighthouse does, Captain Calico?
Shows me boat where to go.
That's right, me hearty. So let's read the story. Are you ready? All right, here we go. On the highest rock, on a tiny island, at the edge of the world, stands a lighthouse. It is built to last forever, sending its light out to the sea, guiding the ships on their way. From dusk to dawn, the lighthouse beams. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Hello, yes, hello. The new keeper arrives to replace the old, to carry on tending the light. He polishes the lens and refills the oil and trims the burned end of the wick.
Can I see the oil? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the picture, friends, we get to see this. Throughout the night, he winds the clockwork that keeps the lamp in motion. And during the day, he gives the round rooms a fresh coat of sea green paint. He writes in the logbook and threads his needle and listens to the gathering wind. So in the pictures, oh, there's a lot happening here, friends, and it's pretty spectacular. There are layers, big layers happening here. In this lighthouse, at the very top of the layer, the very top layer is where there are lenses. Okay, and they're kind of like reflective mirrors at the very top of the lighthouse. And underneath them is where there is a lamp. An oil lamp, right? This is an old-fashioned lighthouse. And the lightkeeper's job is to make sure that that oil lamp
doesn't run out
of oil and stays lit. And so he has to take care of the light, just like we would take care of a candle. And you have to be very, very careful with them because you don't want to get burned. And then he has a desk right underneath that. And then down the stairs from there, you can kind of see that it goes down from that second story where his desk is to the third story, which is where his bedroom is. And then there are stairs down to the fourth story, which is, I guess, where his kitchen and dining room is. And then below that, he has some storage with like barrels and foods and things. Mm-hmm. Pantry, very good. And then down below that, I guess, is where his living room is, and he's painting it right now in the picture. And then below that, we can see there's water and there's oil for his lighthouse. Okay, so he has a lot of work to do in this lighthouse, but you know what I was just thinking to myself as I saw all this work? I just realized he's very lonely, don't you think? Because who else do you think sits and talks with him all day? Let's see. The
lighthouse.
The wind takes a deep breath and blows and blows. Hello, hello, hello. The keeper boils water and drinks tea, and he fishes for cod from the window. Can you imagine if you wanted to go fishing, you just popped open your bedroom window and stuck a fishing rod out the window? That'd be something. He sets the table and hums a tune and wishes for someone to talk to. Every few days, he writes her a letter and throws it into the waves. He tends the light and writes in the logbook and waits for her reply. I wonder who her is. The sky grows dark and the waves rise and crash. Hello! 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 The keeper looks through his telescope. The tender arrives, bringing oil and flour and pork and beans and his wife. He shows her around the round rooms of their house, and he tends the light and writes in the logbooks and sets the table for two. And in the picture, oh my goodness, friends, the tender is this big boat, and it tends or takes care of the lighthouse keeper. And it has brought him all the supplies that he needs and then some, because it also brought him his wife. And look at how happy she is to jump into his arms. This is the funniest picture, because to get from the boat to the lighthouse, they use a hook with this big long rope and they just toss her up there to him. That's the funniest thing. What a funny way to get there. Yeah. It's kind of like she's sitting in hook isn't quite the right word. It's almost like a little slingshot, right? Friends, I will post a picture of this on my Instagram so you can see what I'm talking about. It is something else. I don't know how else to get from point A to point B. But, oh, look at the next page. The fog makes everything disappear. A bell must be rung to warn the ships. Clang, clang, clang. And that means don't come too close. There are rocks. One thick night. Disaster strikes. A boat is wrecked on the docks, on the rocks. But not a moment to lose. The keeper rows out. He pulls three sailors from the deep black sea. He tends the light and writes in the logbook and wraps the sailors in blankets. Woof. That looks very dangerous. The sea turns into a carpet of ice. Hello. 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 And what do you see in the picture? What are those?
Walruses.
Yeah, it kind of looks like seals or maybe walruses. I don't know. But they're looking like they're having a hard time because the water's all frozen. One dawn, the keeper begins to sneeze. By dusk, he's terribly ill. His wife is everywhere all at once, running up and down spiral stairs. She tends the light and feeds him broth and chips ice off the lantern room windows and sits by his side and writes in the logbook the minute his fever breaks. The icebergs pass by on their journey south. The whales pass by on their journey north. Hello, hello, hello. And oh my goodness, what has happened here? Inside the lighthouse, the woman walks around and around the room. Her husband boils water and helps her breathe in and out. He tends the light and what?
We have baby.
Oh, yep. And writes in the logbook, and Philip is correct. I mean, Captain be right. She is having a baby because look, he notes the birth of their child. And wow, wow, wowie, she gave birth to that baby out there in a lighthouse. By herself. Oh my goodness. You are amazing, Mommy. The sky erupts in a swirls of green.
Hello, hello, hello.
Do you know what we call that when there's swirls of green in the night sky up there, up north where it's cold? We call that the Aurora Borealis, and it is beautiful. You want to be a walrus now? You don't want to be Captain Calico? All right. I now have a walrus with me. You never know. The tender arrives bringing oil and flour and pork and beans and the mail, along with fresh books and news from the land. There's an unexpected letter with the Coast Guard's seal. The wind the keeper winds the clockwork and polishes the lens just as he's always done. He tends the light and writes in the logbook, but knows that it's not for long. Together, they watch the horizon. The new Coast Guard arrives with a brand new light and installs the machine to run it. No lamp to fill, no wick to trim. The keeper's work is done. He climbs to the top of the spiral stairs and closes the logbook for good. They pack their belongings into the boat and wave farewell to the gulls. Beyond the breakers, they all look up. Goodbye, lighthouse. Goodbye. 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 On the highest rock of a tiny island at the edge of the world stands a lighthouse. It is built to last forever, sending its light out to sea. The fog rolls in and the fog rolls out. The waves rise and crash. The wind blows and blows. Hello? 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 Over the waves, across the bay, a light on the land beams back. Hello? Hello? Hello, lighthouse. And look, what has happened? Who is it that's looking at that lighthouse? In the picture, who do we see?
Them.
Mm-hmm. They lived on that lighthouse, and now they live on the shore. And they get to look out at that lighthouse. And look at that, the little baby girl is all growing up now. She's probably closer to your age.
Baby girl, I think you're six.
Oh, maybe we're seven. She's older than you. But what a great story about lighthouses. It's funny to think that they used to live in lighthouses, but now they don't because they have them usually done by machines. But that used to be a job. You could be a lighthouse keeper. or you could be a walrus.
Keeper.
I'm a walrus keeper. And that is the end.
You be a walrus with me now.
You want me to be